年轻人能够坚持多长时间？
How long can the young people keep their attention?
我看见你们瞌睡了，我就不讲了。
If I see you falling asleep, then I'll stop talking.
现在请弟兄姊妹先看两处圣经。
We will read two passages from the scripture.
第一处是在马太福音第七章。
The first is in the Gospel book of Matthew, chapter 7.
马太福音第七章第七节到十二节。
Gospel book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 through 12.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门的就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，翻给他石头呢？
Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone?
求鱼，翻给他蛇呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们要这样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets.
我们再看一处是腓立比书。
Let's also now turn to Philippians.
腓立比书第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第六节
Verse 6
到第七节
Verse 6 and 7
腓立比第四章六到七节
Philippians chapter 4 verse 6 and 7
应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God.
神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
圣经就读这两处。
We will just read these two passages.
今天要跟弟兄姊妹交通的是讲到祷告。
Today, what I want to have fellowship with you about is about prayer.
其实我有一个心。
Actually, I have in my heart.
因为我觉得可能以后有没有机会再到美国来跟弟兄姊妹见面，我想可能是不太有机会了。
Because I think I may not have another opportunity to come to America to have fellowship with you in the future.
因为我已经八十五岁了。
Because I'm already 85 years old.
所以我很想这一次要给弟兄姊妹的尽我这一生最宝贝的精力 想告诉弟兄姊妹。
Therefore, this time, I want to have fellowship with you about the most precious experience in my life.
这个最宝贝的，我觉得是借着祷告，我从主那边得到的。
And what is the most precious thing to me, I receive from the Lord through prayer.
不过我后来一想啊，这一生如果要都要讲的话，到天亮也讲不完。
And then I thought, if I have to talk about my entire life, then we will be here until next day morning.
我觉得都很宝贝。
Because I think all of them are precious.
那但是时间一定不允许我，所以我想把我觉得最好总结的最好想告诉弟兄姊妹。
But time does not allow for that. Therefore, I want to tell brothers and sisters about the best of the best.
那么最宝贝的是什么呢？
So what is the most precious?
最宝贝就是你能够经历到主是又真又活的主。
The most precious thing is for you to experience that this is the true and living God.
而且你能够真实的能够感觉你的主能够跟你在一起。
And you can truly feel that your Lord can be present with you.
所有的问题差不多是经过我这一生所有的问题主要的都是靠着祷告来解决的。
All of the problems I've encountered throughout my life, the Lord has solved them for me through prayer.
当然，我经过的东西还不是最好的。
Of course, what I have experienced is still not the best.
许许多多人的祷告比我做祷告的经验更好。
Many other people's prayer experiences are better than mine.
但是我总是感觉要把我认为最好的跟弟兄姊妹分享。
But I want to share with you what I thought was the best.
刚才主耶稣在马太福音第七章七到九节告诉我们说
The Lord Jesus told us in Gospel Book of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7 through 9.
这是讲到祷告的。
It talks about prayer.
你祈求寻找叩门。
You ask, you seek, and you knock on the door.
你祈求就得着。
If you ask, it'll be given to you.
叩门就给你开门。
And if you knock, it will be opened.
寻找是寻见。
And you seek, you will find.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为只要你祈求，他就给你。
Because if you ask, he will give it to you.
只要你寻找，他就寻见。
If you seek, you will find.
你叩门就给你开门。
And if you knock, it will be opened.
而且你如果向他求的话，他总是把最好的给你。
And for as long as you ask, he will give you the best.
因为你要如果要求饼，他会不会给你石头的。
Because if you ask for bread, he will not give you stone.
要鸡蛋，他给你个蝎子。
If you ask for an egg, he will not give you a serpent.
就是你们在世界上的父母不像天父那么好。但是儿女向他求的时候，他也是好东西给儿女的。
Even though your earthly father and mother are not as good as your heavenly one, they will give you the good things.
何况我们的天父。
And how much more of our heavenly father?
你要求他的话。
If you ask of him,
他是把最好的给你。
He will give you the best.
你知道什么是最好的？
Do you know what is the best?
健康。
Health.
金钱。
Money,
儿女
children,
一个理想的伴侣
a desirable spouse,
这些都是世界上的东西
these are all worldly things,
暂时的要过去的
it is temporary, it'll pass away,
但是主要给我们的
but what the Lord wants to give to us,
最好的
the best.
在另外一个圣经，一卷圣经里告诉我们，这个最好就是圣灵赐给我们。
In another passage in Scripture, it tells us the best thing is to give us the Holy Spirit.
圣灵。
The Holy Spirit.
如果你要证明有神，
If you want to prove there is God,
有一个最容易证明的，就是你向神祷告，他能听你的祷告，而且给你。
The easiest way to prove it is that you pray to God, and what you pray for, He gives to you.
其实祷告不光是求。
Actually, prayer is not just asking.
祷告是我们跟神讲话。
Prayer is us talking to God.
有许多人跟神讲话，摸不到神在哪里。
Some people, when they talk to God, they cannot touch, they don't know where God is.
但是神还是听。
But God still listens.
因为你找不到他，他找得到你。
Because even though you cannot find him, he can find you.
所以我想今天要把我在祷告的经验中间，我觉得最宝贝的，跟你们交通一下。
Therefore, today I want to have fellowship with you about what I thought was the most precious in my prayer experiences.
第一次的祷告蒙答应是印象最深的。
The first time I prayed and the prayer was answered, that is the most, that leaves the most deep, it leaves the deepest impression.
所以我要把我第一次真实经历神听我祷告的那个故事告诉你。
Therefore, I want to tell you the story when the first time I prayed and the Lord listened to my prayer.
第一次祷告蒙答应是我在十二岁。
The first time I prayed and it was answered, it was when I was 12.
你比我还大一点，但是是吧？
Even you are a little bit older than I was.
那时我刚好是小学毕业进初中。
At that time, I had just graduated from grammar school and was attending high school.
小学我是在一个小城市毕业的。
I graduated from a grammar school in a small town.
后来毕业我就进初中。
And then after I graduated, I went to high school.
初中是浙江省的省会，在杭州市。
The high school was in a bigger city.
在杭州市的时候啊，我从来没有离开过妈妈。
When I went to the city of Hangzhou, I've never left my mother before.
那么我住在那里是进学校里住宿在学校里。
And at that time, I lived in a dorm of the school.
所以妈妈要走了，本来按理讲男孩子应该是很勇敢的，可是我呢是没离开过妈妈。
And then my mother was about to leave, and boys are supposed to be brave, but at that time I've never left my mother before.
她要走的时候我还哭鼻子呢。
So before she left, I cried.
我妈妈就跟我说。
And then my mother told me.
现在妈妈离开你，但是天父不离开你。
And then my mother told me, now I'm going to be leaving, but your heavenly father won't be leaving you.
你有什么困难的事情解决不了，你可以求天父来帮助你。
If you have difficulties that you cannot resolve, your heavenly father will help you.
那么他就回去了。
And then she went back.
所以在头几天啊，心里很难受，很难受。
For the first few days, my heart felt very bitter.
慢慢比较熟了，那就好一些。
And then it got better as I became more familiar.
那时候也没有好好祷告主。
And then at that time, I didn't pray to the Lord.
我也觉得没有必要。
I didn't think it was necessary.
有一天晚上。
One night.
我吃晚饭的时候，有个鱼刺啊，掐了我的喉咙。
A fish bone got stuck in my throat.
鱼刺掐了喉咙的啊，哎呀，好痛。
And when the fish bone got stuck in my throat, it was hurting very much.
所以头一个方法是咔咔，先把它咔出来。
And then at first, I thought I'll just cough it out.
咔不出来。
But I couldn't.
第二个办法就去弄这个饭团呐。给他吃，向下把它压下去。
And then the second method I used was I took some rice and then tried to swallow it, pushing the fishbone down.
结果呢，越压还越痛。
And then the more I tried to shovel it down, the more it hurt.
再喝水也不行。
And then I drank water and that still didn't work.
那时不懂得去找医生啊，什么东西啊？现在的跟你们想，那不是马上去这个 ambulance 去哪个地方？医生看我那时不懂嘛。
And I didn't know at the time that I should go to a doctor. That you know, now you know you should just call an ambulance and go see a doctor.
所以咽一口口水去痛一下。
So every time I tried to swallow my saliva, it would hurt.
那我记得很清楚。
And I remember very clearly.
因为晚饭以后，晚上有个夜自修的时间。
After dinner, there is a time for self-study.
所以我走过一个钟楼。
So I passed a clock tower.
很痛。
And my throat was hurting.
咽一下，痛一下。
Each time I tried to swallow, it would hurt.
哎，我忽然想起来了。
And then all of a sudden, I remembered.
妈妈说的。
My mother said.
有难处可以问天父。
If you have a difficulty, you can pray to the Father.
所以我那时候就开始祷告。
And then I started to pray.
站在那个钟楼的那个钟。架子底下我去祷告。
Right underneath the clock tower, I started to pray.
而且我祷告很简单。
My prayer was very simple.
不像现在有许多人祷告起来好听得很，我那时候是，就是很老实的祷告。
It's not like people nowadays, their prayers sound so good. I just prayed very honestly.
我说天父啊，有个刺掐着我的喉咙，没有办法，你给我去掉。
I said, Heavenly Father, there's a fishbone stuck in my throat. Please take it away.
祷告完了，我这一夜没有了。
And after I prayed, I swallowed again, and it was gone.
没有了，那很开心了，是吧？
And then after it was gone, I was very happy.
上自修去了，我记是记得，我从来还没有说主啊，我感谢你，还没有。
And then I just went to my study session, and I didn't say thank you, Lord.
但是我的确印象非常深。
But it left a very deep impression.
很稀奇，就这么祷告完了，一夜就没有了。
Amazingly, I prayed and I swallowed and it was gone.
第二个呢，过了一些日子，我们那个学校有一个很大的操场，有很多的沙，一堆一堆的。对在那个操场周围。
And the second time in our school, we have a large playground where there are mountains and mountains of sand.
也是吃了晚饭。
And it was also after dinner.
我也不知道为什么缘故。
And I don't know why.
这个男孩子啊，就喜欢这个沙堆里啊，跳上去跳下来。
The boys like to jump onto the sand and then jump off.
从这个沙堆跳到那个沙堆。
To jump from this pile of sand onto the next pile of sand.
跳得跳得很开心。
And then as I was jumping, I was very happy.
跳完了以后，快要上又要上自修了。
And then after I was done jumping, then I have to go to my study session.
所以我需要回去宿舍里去拿书。
And then I had to go back to my dormitory to get my books.
一到门口。一摸这个口袋，钥匙不见了。
And I got to the door, and I dug into my pocket and realized my keys were gone.
钥匙没有了，这一串钥匙不光是门钥匙，而且箱子的钥匙都在那一串钥匙里。
And that big bundle of key were not—it's not just the key for the door. It's there. It also has the key for the trunks, for the suitcases.
这里没有，没有多少袋，就是口袋前面还没有封起来的。怎么不见了？
I didn't have that many pockets. It was just this one that was opened and it wasn't there anymore.
所以我说，哎呀，这很着急。
And I was very worried.
当然现在觉得没有什么了不起，那时候我很急啊，我说这个箱子也开不开，门也开不开，怎么办呢？
And now it may not be that big of a deal, but at that time, I couldn't open the door and I can't open my trunks.
后来我想，可能就是跳来跳去的时候，跳出来了。
And then I thought, maybe it was when I was jumping on and off the sand that my keys got lost.
所以我赶紧回到那个沙堆里去找那个钥匙。
So I went back to the piles of sand to look for my keys.
而且这个天呢，慢慢已经黑起来了。
And then the day was getting darker.
这好像是大海捞针一样的，不知道它掉在什么地方。
And it's as if you're looking for a needle in the ocean. You don't know where to look.
这时候我又忽然想起来了。
And then all of a sudden I remembered again.
你可以祷告吗？
You can pray.
所以我又祷告了。
So then I prayed again.
我说天父，我要是丢了，我也不知道掉在哪里，你让我找到它吗？
I said, Heavenly Father, I lost my keys and I don't know where they are. Please help me to find them.
我刚祷告完，好像有个人跟我说话一样。不就在你的脚尖吗？
And as soon as I finished praying, it was as if someone was speaking to me, saying, "It's right there."
就在你的前面。
It's right in front of you.
我一看，果然在我的前面。
And then I looked, and it really was right in front of me.
我就马上就捡起来。
And then I just collected the keys.
当然很开心啦。
And then, of course, I was very happy.
没有感谢。
And I still did not thank the Lord.
学回去了。
And then I went back.
但是这两件事情啊，叫我印象很深刻。
But these two things left very deep impressions on my mind.
你想，我现在是八十五岁了。
If you think about it, I'm 85 now.
那时候只有十二岁。
I was only 12 then.
那这两个祷告是我第一次清清楚楚神听我祷告。
These two prayers were the first two times when the Lord clearly heard my prayer.
但是这个祷告不是最重要的。
But these prayers are not the most important.
最重要的祷告是我到了高中了。
The most important prayer was after I went to high school.
初中到高中都是 high school 啊。
Okay, so he was in junior high, now he's in high school.
到了高中的时候啊，那时候我已经慢慢离开神。
When I was in high school, I was already starting to drift apart from the Lord.
我小的时候犯过罪，但是我不肯承认。
When I was little, I had sin, but I did not want to confess my sin.
最糟糕的说出来也很难听，因为我偷了我祖母的一块钱。
The worst case, it's so embarrassing, I stole a dollar from my grandmother.
祖母一块钱，他们明明知道是我偷的，但是我愣不承认。
They knew it was me who stole the money, but I denied it.
可到了高中了。
So after I went to high school,
那时候有一个人，恐怕你们都很知道的，叫宋尚基。
There was one person, perhaps you know him. His name is his brother Song.
那么宋尚基传福音啊，哎，这是我去听了。
I went to listen to Brother Song's preaching about the gospel.
宋尚基这有。传福音最好烫啊
！Too hot，
是不敢喝。
So I can't drink it.
那么宋尚基传福音，他有个特点，他就喜欢讲的罪。
Brother Song has a specialty. He has something special he likes to talk about, and that is sin.
他有的时候穿了一件蓝的长褂。
Sometimes he would wear a blue robe.
他说：“你看我不是很体面吗？”
He said, look how well I look, how nice I look.
他把这个长褂这个扣子一个解开以后，一解开里面是个白褂。
And then he would unbutton his blue Chinese robe, and then he would have a white robe inside.
这个白褂里面都写的字的。
And then the white robe has things written all over it.
盗窃。
Stealing.
淫乱。
Adultery.
骂人。
Reviving.
打架。
Fighting.
贪婪,
laziness,
诡诈,
deceitfulness,
说谎,
lying.
哦,反正是一生都给他写满了,
his whole body would be covered with these characters.
他有的时候就这样的,
and sometimes he would do this.
你不是很看了很,你犯过什么罪? 这里有没有?
What sin have you committed? Is it written on here?
这时候啊，我小学时候偷过一块宁愿不肯承认，初中又不承认，现在我高中了，我还承认这个脸怎么下得去啊？
So I stole that dollar when I was in grammar school, and I denied it when I was in junior high. So now I'm in high school. If I admit it, where should I put my face?
所以他又讲，
So then he said,
主耶稣钉在十字架上。
Lord Jesus was crucified on a cross.
就是为了你的罪,
and it was because of your sin.
人家都在那边嘲笑他,
everyone was
你说神的儿子,
mocking him. If you're the Son of God, then come down from the cross.
他不顾他的脸面,
he did not care about his face.
他为你的罪,
and it was for your sin.
为你的罪你不肯承认,
it was for the sin that you are not willing to confess. That it was for your face.
我这个东西很厉害，正好说，我所以不肯承认，因为我觉得说，啊，以后我又没有偷嘛。但是这个钱，你没有认罪，就不得赦免。But
I really was something because I was not willing to confess my sin because I thought I'd never stolen anything afterwards. But that dollar. If you're not willing to confess your sin, then
我听了几次以后,
after I listened to it several times,
神真的是感动了我,
the Lord really touched me.
所以我就晚上回去, 到我的学校,
so at night, I went back to my school.
我们那个学校是男女同学都有的,
in our school, we had boys and girls.
那个学校后面有个很大的一个院子,
there's a large, there's a big garden in the back.
许多吃了晚饭, 他们都在那边散步的,
and then many people after dinner would stroll around it.
然后回去大概9点多,
when I went back, it was a little past 9.
哇, 那个话一直在我的里面,
and those words kept on, was kept inside of me.
你有罪,
if you sinned,
赶紧给他吐出来,
throw it out.
你把罪吐完了,
after you throw it out,
活水就进来,
and the living water will pour in,
罪我出去,
the sin will go out,
活水进来,
and the living water will come in.
啊, 你还要顾你自己的脸皮吗?
Do you still care about your face?
耶稣为你的缘故受尽了苦,
the Lord Jesus suffered everything for you.
哎呀, 我后来真是受不住了,
and then I couldn't take it anymore.
我找了一个比较安静的地方,
and then I found a quiet place.
我就跪下祷告,
and then I knelt down and I prayed.
我说神明先决认罪,
I confessed my sin before the Lord.
所有想起来的罪都向主认,
all the sins that I could think of, I confessed it before the Lord.
把所有的罪好像倒出来吐出来吐出来,
it was as if I was throwing out my sin one after the other.
啊, 眼泪流了不少,
and I cried quite a bit.
有些女同学啊, 走过来, 女同学的心比较善一点。
And then some girls would walk by and they would have a kind heart.
哎呀，这个人为什么哭得这么可怜呢？
And then they would say, why is this person crying in such a way?
是不是他的爸爸妈妈死掉了？
Is it because his parents passed away?
那我也不管他了。
And then I didn't care.
但是吐吐到最后，真的吐完了。
And I would be throwing everything out until I thought everything was gone.
湖水进来。
And the living water came in.
哎呀，我觉得是我现在是天父，真正是天父的儿子。
And then I thought at that moment that I really was the son of God.
我跟神中间好像是亲近了。
As it was, if my relationship with the Lord was closer.
因为耶稣基督的血已经洗净我的罪。
Because the blood of Lord Jesus Christ had already washed, cleansed my sin.
所以我认罪的时候，圣灵就进到我里面。
So as I was confessing my sin, the Holy Spirit came into me.
所以我跟神，我说，天父啊，现在你是我的父，我是你的孩子。
So I prayed, Heavenly Father, now you are my father and I am your son.
这个认罪悔改的祷告是使我们能够真的成为神的孩子。
This prayer of confession is a prayer that can help us to truly become the child of God.
后来我就马上起来就写个信给我的妈妈。
And then I stood up and immediately I wrote a letter to my mother.
我说小学时候你那时候叫我承认我死不承认现在我向你承认是我偷的。
And I said, when I was in grammar school, you asked me to confess and I denied, but now I confess, I really just steal that dollar.
我开始我怕我妈妈为哎呀，原来你是个小偷。
At first, I was afraid that my mother would think, "Oh, you little thief."
那看不起我。
And she would look down on me.
其实不。
But actually, no.
她收到信的时候很开心。
After she received the letter, she was very happy.
明明是她偷的，死不承认，现在承认了啊，她得救了。
It really was him who stole it, and he.Kept on denying it. Now he's admitting it, so now he's really saved.
所以我想这一个祷告也是非常重要的。
So I think this is also a very important prayer.
当一个人快要死的时候，病重的不得了的时候，最重要的你要劝他悔改认罪，接受耶稣。
When someone is so sick that he's about to die, the most important thing to him is to confess his sin and believe in Lord Jesus so he can be saved.
许多人看见病重就是说主啊，你是无所不能的，你能够叫他这个病死而复活，你叫拉撒路死而复活，你叫他这个病显个神迹叫他好，这是次要的。
Many people, when they see people who are so sick, they would pray to the Lord, Lord, you are the Almighty God who is capable of anything. Resurrect him and heal him as you did to Lazarus. But that is only second important.
最重要的学生要叫他赶紧要认罪悔改，接受耶稣做救主，得到永生，这是最重要的。
The most important is to ask him to confess his sin and to accept Lord Jesus so that he can have the eternal life.
因为从此以后我生命就一个绝大的改变。
Because after that, my life had a dramatic change.
那么以后呢？
And then afterwards.
以后我想很多很多的，但是有一个祷告也是非常重要的。
And afterwards, there were many, many other prayers, but there was another important one.
那时我已经进大学了。
And then at that point, I was already in college.
那我只能这么跳过来，是不是？
I have to jump to that point.
高中毕业，我到了从浙江到内地。
After high school, I went from 浙江 to the inner country.
就是四川省的重庆市。
I went to Sichuan and then in the city of Chongqing.
因为那时候好多大学从沿海已经到那里。
because at that time, many colleges had already moved from the coastal cities to there.
我是1938年高中毕业。
I graduated from high school in 1938.
1938年你知道是，你要懂得历史的话， 抗日战争，中国跟日本人打仗是1937年。
If you know history, then you know that the war with the Japanese people in China started in 1937.
1938年是抗战第二年。
So 1937-38 was the second year of the war against the Japanese.
1938年7月开始。
Starting in July of that year,
日本就开始向武汉这一带进攻。
The Japanese people started to attack the region along Wuhan.
我呢那个时候就一个人从浙江到重庆，其实靠着祷告，一路上到那里，到了重庆。And
then at that time, all by myself, I moved from Zhejiang to Chongqing, and then all the way along, I got there through prayer.
是经过南昌、九江、武汉，这下完了。
I went through all of these cities.
这个都是靠着长江这个沿，一直到了重庆的很多城市。These
are all cities along the Yangtze River.
我是六月到九江，以后到汉口，到宜昌，再到重庆。And
I started my trip in June, and I moved through all these cities until I got to Chongqing.
七月，九江就丢了。And
in July, we lost the city.
再过不久，汉口跟宜昌也被轰炸。
And not too long afterwards, all those other cities that I passed by were also bombed.
我是6月走的。
I left in June.
那时候就是真难啊，非常非常困难。At
that time, leaving was very difficult.
你想嘛，那个已经九江变了个死城，日本人下一个月他去占领了。
Zhejiang was already like a dead city. The next month, the Japanese people already occupied it.
所以这一路啊，你真看见，不是如果不是神带领我，没有人能这么顺利通过。Along
this journey, you can see that unless God was present with me, I could not have passed all those cities.
但是这一个不是我要讲的，主要的。
But this is not the main point that I want to talk to you about.
我很希望对我这一生回忆起来，最值得我就在大学的时候祷告一个新的经验。
When I try to remember my entire life, the most memorable part was when I asked for a new experience in college.
不知道你们现在的祷告。 好像是打电报呢，还是面对面跟神的谈话。
I don't know when you pray, if it was like as if you're sending a telegram to the Lord, or if you're talking to Him face to face.
像不像打电报？
Is it like as if you're sending a telegram?
主，你在天上，也不知道在哪里。
Lord, you're in heaven, and I don't know where you are.
现在我祷告,
and now I'm going to pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告,
in the name of Lord Jesus, I pray.
我现在有困难,
I now have a difficulty.
我现在有需要,
I have a need.
祷告完了,
after you're done praying,
奉主耶稣的名祷告完了, Amen.
I'm done praying in the Lord, name of Lord Jesus. Amen.
究竟神听见了没有?
Did the Lord really hear you?
我觉得有个姊妹还问我,
There's a sister who once asked me.
她祷告完了，她没有把握。
After she prayed, she has no certainty.
她说，丁弟兄啊，有个问题不知道能不能问你。
She said, Brother Ding, I have a question. I don't know if I can ask you.
我说你问嘛。
I said, you can ask.
她说，我们的天父，我们的主有多少儿女？
She said, Our Heavenly Father has so many children.
有多少?
How many children?
对了。他就问有多少?你知道有多少吗?
She asked how many children our Heavenly Father has. Do you know how many?
你知道不知道?有多少儿女?不知道。他们是不是都祷告?
Do they all pray?
他们如果一块儿祷告的时候，那么我们主听谁的?
If they pray all together, who does God listen to? Who does the Lord listen to?
如果我们在这里一起祷告的话，那么主听谁的？
If we pray here all together, who does the Lord listen to?
恐怕哪个声音大一点的可能是头一个听见，是不是？
So is it right that if you pray louder, then you'll be the first one to be heard?
所以他担心我们的主，这么多人，这么多的儿女一起祷告时候，他会不会有一些听，有些不听？
So she was worried that when all of these children pray together, will the Lord listen to some but not others?
所以现在有许多弟兄姊妹啊，祷告是单向的。
Therefore, nowadays, some brothers and sisters, when they pray, it's a one-way street.
我第一次感觉经历到主可以面对面的祷告。
The first time I experienced that you can pray to the Lord face to face.
面对面祷告大概在旧约里是谁啊？摩西是这样的。
The first time you pray face to face in the Old Testament, it was Moses.
约书亚也可以，是不是啊？
And Joshua can do that as well.
其他的能不能面对面？
Others, can they pray face to face?
但是主耶稣已经应许我们。
But Jesus Christ has, the Lord Jesus has already promised us.
我们可以给他面对面祷告。
We can pray to him face to face.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为主已经给我们开了一条又新又活的路。
Because Lord Jesus has already opened a new and living path for us.
从麦子经过。
It passes through the veil.
所以我们可以直接进到至圣所。
So that we can enter into the most holy.
所以可以跟主耶稣面对面祷告。
So that we can pray to the Lord face to face.
我有一点我要请弟兄姊妹注意。
I want you to pay attention to one point about Moses.
你如果诚心真心愿意寻找一定被你寻见。
If you are sincerely seeking, you will find.
那你怎么叫做诚心不诚心呢？
So how do you know whether or not you're sincere?
那你真是迫切地想要见到他。
That you fervently wish to see him.
我记得那时候我在大学里啊，我们那时候大学还没有自来水。
When I was in college, we didn't have faucets that you can just turn on.
所以我们那个宿舍请了一个这个烧饭的。他这个水要自己去很早起来从井里把这个大的水缸装满了以后再拿来烧饭做什么的。
So in our dorm, there's this cook who very early in the morning would have to go to the well to bring the water back and fill this huge water bucket.
每到主日的时候我们教会早晨九点钟有传福音聚会。
Every Sunday at our church at 9 o'clock in the morning, there's a session, there's a sermon of gospel.
我们那时候传福音啊，不是请人来，我们是出去的。
At that time, when we were preaching gospel, we're not preaching to people. We go out. We don't invite people in. We go out.
那个成都有个特点，很多很多的茶馆。
In the city of Chengdu, it has a special characteristic, which is it has a lot of tea houses.
所以到九点钟，我们就拿了个旗，就出去了，就到了个茶馆一串，就跟他们讲。 老乡们，我们今天给你们摆一个龙门阵。So
we would go to these tea houses with a big flag, and we would go there at 9 o'clock in the morning, and say, what is So we would go there and talk to them about the gospel.
所以呢，我们一早呢，我就一个人想早到教会去啊，有个祷告。So
very early in the morning, I would like to go to the church alone to pray.
那个时候啊，我做学生时候没有表的。
I didn't have a watch when I was a student.
因为什么呢? 没有钱啊。
Because I didn't have enough money.
我到了快毕业的时候还买不起一个表。
Even when I was close to graduation, I still didn't have enough money for a
watch. 所以我也不知道那时候几点钟了。
So I didn't know what time it was.
我也不知道几点钟呢，我反正知道大概四点钟左右呢，那个。 火夫就要起来开后门去打水。But
I know around 4 o'clock in the morning, the cook would have to wake up to go out the back door to get water.
那么我们宿舍大门是关住的。And
our dorm, the door is locked.
但是这个后门呢，他要开车去的时候，我就从这个后门溜出去。So,
but when she opened the back door to get water, I would go out that door.
那么出去以后呢，就看见。
And then as I went out, I can see that there's no one on the street. You can still see the moon in the sky. So then I would walk to the church. And as I got to the church, there's something very special. We didn't have a church like this. We rented a house from someone.
不锁门,
There's no lock.
所以我可以进去,
so I can enter.
这真的像个家,
it really was like a home.
所以我进去以后大概到那里要半个小时嘛，大概四点半到那里。
It would take me about 30 minutes to get there, so when I arrive, it would be right around 4:30.
那我就跪在那边祷告神。
And I would kneel down to pray.
大概神真的看见我是真心愿意寻求他。
Perhaps the Lord saw that I was really sincere in seeking Him.
寻求的就寻见嘛。
Those who seek will find.
你寻求什么?
What do you seek?
我要寻求主自己。
We want to seek the Lord Himself.
所以当我跪下来的时候啊， 真有一个很大的感觉。
So as I was kneeling down, I had this great feeling.
好像天就下来了。
As if the heaven was coming down.
很像人像彼得进到那个变化山上那样。
It was as if when Peter was going up to the mountain of transfiguration.
哦，非常非常的喜乐那个地方。
It was a place full of joy.
这么一跪下，我向神祷告。
And as I knelt down to pray to the Lord,
哎呦，好多问题啊，我们读圣经有很多问题的。
There are so many questions as we read the Bible.
所以说这些问题的时候，我说主啊，这个问题是怎么样的？
And as I would ask the Lord, what about this question?
哦，他去告诉我。
And He would answer me.
这些是面对面的。 祷告。
And this is a face-to-face prayer.
哎呀，那个喜乐啊，我觉得世界上没有一个地方，没有一种场合能够比这个地方更喜乐、更安慰、更得安慰的地方。
I felt that there's no place on earth that is more joyful and that can comfort me more than that place.
你什么好的筵席，很多的东西啊，都不能跟这个比的。
No great feast can compare to this.
我想变化山上那个彼得想到那个变化山上的时候，他立刻想起啊那个荣耀。但是我们没有到变化山上，没有这个体会。
Whenever Peter thinks of the mountain of transfiguration, he sees this glory, but we cannot see that glory because we haven't been there.
那个祷告啊，四点半、五点半、六点半、七点半。八点半，很快过去。
And that time of prayer from 4:30, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30 to 8:30, it passes so quickly.
因为什么呢？是个面对面的彼此交通的。
Because it is a face-to-face fellowship.
所以到了八点半，我就结束我的祷告。
So at 8:30, I would end my prayer.
因为九点钟要去传福音了。
Because at 9 o'clock, we have to go spread the gospel.
那么开始就有弟兄姊妹来了。
And then brothers and sisters will start to arrive.
哦，丁弟兄啊，你来了。
Oh, brother Ding, you're already here.
他不知道我是四点钟差不多多一点就来了。
But they didn't know that I've already gotten here a little past 4.
你吃了饭没有？
Have you eaten?
你说我吃了饭没有？
So do you think I had eaten?
我说没有。
I said no.
你在干什么？
They said, what have you been doing?
我是在祷告。
I said, I've been praying.
我告诉你，弟兄，这样的进食祷告没有什么意思。
And they will say, brother, let me tell you, this kind of praying while you're fasting is pointless.
其实我还没想到是个进食祷告呢。
But I didn't think that when I was praying that I was fasting.
为什么呢？你像我那时候啊，哪有像现在个冰箱拿出来什么东西吃了一顿来的，什么都没有的。
Because at that time, we didn't have refrigerators that you can just open and take things out to eat. We didn't have any of that.
我也从来没想到过这叫进食祷告，原来是。所以我也没跟他讲，反正有意思没意思，我下一次还要来。
I didn't think of it as fasting, but whether or not it has a point to it, the next time I still wanted to come.
所以这个祷告啊，是我最喜乐的地方。
And therefore, that kind of prayer is the most joyful place for me.
所以我想，这一个很盼望弟兄姊妹有一天，你也有这个经历。
Therefore, I hope brothers and sisters one day will have the same experience.
因为那个主的真实啊，实在是就在一起。
Because the presence of the Lord was so real.
还有一个我还要说一下。
And then there's another thing that I want to talk about.
这一个是每一个礼拜天有一次享受。
And that is every Sunday there's something to enjoy.
其实神要我们能够达到在他的里面不住的祷告。
Actually, the Lord wants us to continuously to pray in front of Him.
那就是摩安德烈弟兄告诉我们的，你们要住在主的里面。
And that is what Brother Mo Anthony told us, that you want to live and dwell inside the Lord.
很多人觉得这个是一个好像是个道理。
Many people think it's a theory.
你住在主里面，主也住在你里面。
You dwell within the Lord, and the Lord dwells within you.
你可以 时时刻刻跟主在面对面。
You can constantly be face to face with the Lord.
有一样，就是你如果肯，就按照摩安德烈弟兄所说的，你向主谦卑。
But if you're willing to be like what Brother Mo Anthony described, that you are willing to be humble, if you're willing to be humble towards the Lord, that you are absolutely obedient, if you want to dwell with the Lord, you must absolutely listen to Him. You must have such a heart.
不管怎么样我绝对听主的。
That no matter what happens, I will listen to the Lord.
凡是说他说不需要的、厌恶的东西，你都给他去掉。
That I will cast away anything the Lord says that I don't need or He doesn't like.
那时候我是我最穷的时候。
At that time, it was when I was the poorest.
生活非常艰苦的时候。
Life was very difficult.
在那个时候也是我最喜乐的时候。
But that time was also when I was most joyful.
因为一早起来。
Because every morning when I wake up.
马上死亡我要跟你在一起。
Immediately I would say, Lord, I want to be with you.
你要我想的我想。
I will think of what you want me to think of.
你要我做的我做。
I will do what you want me to do.
你叫我不想的我不想。
I will not think of what you do not want me to think of.
容易不容易啊。
Is that easy?
不容易哦。
It's not easy.
是不容易。
Right, that's not easy.
但是你要爱主，完全听主的时候。
But if you want to love the Lord and absolutely listen to Him.
我绝对听主的主。
I absolutely listen to Him.
那一个思想以来不对主，我这是你不喜欢的，我奉主的名走出去。
Immediately, if I think of something that the Lord doesn't like, then in the name of the Lord, I would cast it out.
所以我的思想里面，凡是主所不喜悦的东西，奉主的名都出去。
Therefore, in my mind, anything the Lord doesn't like, then in the name of the Lord, I would cast it out.
那主的确就在你的里面。
And then really, the Lord would be in you.
这不是光是是礼拜天一天可以跟主在一起。
It is not only Sunday for one day to be together with the Lord.
你每天都是这样。
Every day would be like that.
每个时候这样。
Every time would be like that.
所以有人问了。
So someone would ask.
那么你打球的时候能不能跟主同在呢
？So if you were playing the ball, can you be with the Lord?
我们那个时候是读书啊。都是记笔记的。
At that time, when we were studying, we would take notes.
记笔记就是老师在那边讲，我要记下来。
To take the notes is to write down whatever the teacher was saying.
老师讲课的时候，你在记笔记的时候，你能不能保持跟主在一起？
As the teacher was speaking and you're writing it down, can you continue that relationship to be with the Lord?
我告诉你真的可以的。
Let me tell you, you really can.
你一直保持说主啊、这是心里面跟神的交通。
You talk to the Lord, it is a relationship with the Lord in your heart.
我笔记的时候用我的头脑。
When I was writing my notes, I would be using my mind.
所以我一面记笔记一面我跟主在交通。
So as I was writing notes, I would have fellowship with the Lord.
没断。
It doesn't disconnect.
这个结果是什么呢?
And what is the result?
结果就是我有一个高班的同学。
The result is I have someone in my upper class.
高班的同学啊，他就来问我同班一个同学说，你们班里啊，有一个人穿个长褂，戴个眼镜。
Then he would go to our class and say, there's someone in your class who wears this long robe and wears glasses.
整天笑嘻嘻的是谁?
And he's always smiling. Who is he?
所以我同学说，我们穿长褂戴眼镜的好几个，但是整天笑嘻嘻只有你。
And my classmate would say, we have multiple people who would wear long robes and wear glasses. But the one who's always smiling all day, that's only you.
其实那时候穷得要命。
At that time, I was actually very poor.
哎呀，身体又不好。
And my health was not good.
但是主跟我一天中山那里啊，我也不知道整天笑嘻嘻，原来人家变成一个特征了。
But I didn't know I was smiling all day, but that became a characteristic of me.
但是你必须要忠诚向着主。
But you must be loyal towards the Lord.
所以我在说很，我觉得这个啊，大概是所有弟兄姊妹都应该经历，有这个经历的。
I think all brothers and sisters should have this experience.
所以有的时候我觉得很稀奇。
So sometimes I think it's very amazing.
我跟弟兄有的时候一起走路，他这么讲这么讲，我心里说呀，你讲这些话，难道你不怕主不喜欢吗？
So sometimes I would walk with a brother and he would talk, and I would think, are you not afraid that what you're saying displeases the Lord?
你要跟主神一起，我以为每个弟兄姊妹都是跟主这么近的。
I thought every brother and sister was that close to the Lord.
我觉得他好像讲了。主不管他，他也不会觉得这样说一些话不该说的，主会不喜欢。
And I thought he's not thinking that whatever he's saying, the Lord may not like.
我觉得这是一个非常在祷告里能够，这些是达到常常喜乐、不住的祷告、凡事谢恩。
And I think in the Lord, you should always pray, always be joyful, and pray all the time, and always be thankful.
你别着急。可惜啊，以后侍奉多了，我把这个失去了。
Unfortunately, as I continue to serve, I lost that.
实际上，在侍奉神，主耶稣是马大、玛利亚、拉撒路。马大侍奉事多，什么心意烦乱，是不是啊？
Actually, when you're serving the Lord in Mary, in Martha, and in Lazarus, if you look at Martha, then she did many things, but she was anxious in her heart.
但是主耶稣说，玛利亚所拣选那个上好的福分是不能偷去的。
But the Lord said, Mary has already chosen the best, which cannot be taken away from her.
玛利亚拣选的一个什么呢？
What did Mary choose?
她就坐在主耶稣的脚前听他的话。
She sat in front of the Lord and listened to him.
我想这一个是可以做到的。
I think this we can do.
但是有一个条件。
But there is a condition.
你向着主要忠诚。
You must be loyal towards the Lord.
绝对地顺服他。
You must be absolutely obedient.
你绝对的谦卑。
You're absolutely humble.
祷告还有一个我要跟弟兄姊妹分享的。
And there's another part of prayer that I want to share with you.
所以我这一生中这有一个是一个很关键的一个时刻。
There was a very important moment in my life. There was a very critical moment in my life.
这就是说，我从大学毕业了以后，就开始做事。
After I graduated from college, I began to work.
那时候是康，我是1944年大医学院毕业。
I graduated from the medical school in 1944.
那是日本投降的前一年。
That was the year before the Japanese surrendered.
日本投降是1945年。
Japan surrendered in 1945.
所以我毕业的时候呢，最后的还在打仗呢。所以呢，国民党的军医把我征调去，在那边服务。
So in 1945, when I graduated, it was during the last stage of the war, and the military hospital transferred me to.
这个我要解释一下，所谓军医署是国民党军医的最高行政机关。
So I have to explain this, that the military hospital is the highest executive branch of.
不是 branch, 是一个。一个机构
It's not a branch, it's an institution.
哎呀，那么那个时候他是管整个国民党的军队的医疗事务的最高行政机关。
So it, at the time, it was the highest executive institution that was in charge of everything.
那做的呢？不是做医生，而是做行政工作。
So what they did was not medically related; it was more logistically related.
所以在那个地方呢，你还没打瞌睡。
You're not falling asleep yet.
所以我在那里啊，我是想做医生，而不是想做行政工作。
I wanted to be a doctor and not to be an office worker.
可是那时候是强迫你这样做的。
But at the time, it was forced upon you.
所以到1944年7月我开始进去，到1945年日本投降。
So I started it in 1944 and in 1945, Japan surrendered.
投降了以后啊，我在署长一个办公室里面，他们派我去接受日本投降以后，接受日本留在中国的他们日本部队的医药总仓库。
So they asked me to go and be in charge of the medical warehouses that were left by the Japanese military.
那个总仓库是谁？上海石路浦。
The medical warehouse was in Shanghai.
好大好大了。
It was huge.
他接受杭州一个日本的军医院。
And then also to go and be to take over a hospital in Hangzhou.
那要接受啊，那个时候我就听说日本投降以后。国民党许多的接收大员呢，差不多个个都是贪污的。
And at the time, I heard that all those people who were sent to take over these hospitals, every single one of them has committed.
不是光是接收，所有的接收大员，就是各行各业的，他们都投降了，都要接收的时候。都变成五子登科，这下你糟了。
So all of these people who would be taking over from the Japanese people in all areas, they would take briberies.
对了，那个时候你要知道吧，我只有25岁啊。
Think about it. At the time, I was only 25 years old.
我代表军医署去接收日本那个总仓库。还有一个军医院，我不知道怎么办呢。
At the time, I represented the medical institution to take over the big medical warehouse and also a hospital. I didn't know what to do.
那我学是祷告。
And then I would pray.
我说我怎么办
？I said, what would I do?
后来我就看圣经。
And then I looked through the Bible.
正好那一天圣经就看到亚伯拉罕。
And then that day, I read about Abraham.
亚伯兰呢？是还是亚伯兰呢
？And then at the time he was still Abram.
罗德在索多玛，结果他们四王跟五王打仗的时候，四王却把罗德索多玛王打败了，把他们都掳去了，有这个事吗？有没有啊？有。这还来得及犯呐、啊！这个时候呢，亚伯兰知道了，他带了他在家里所养的300多壮丁啊，跟他的这个同门这个兄弟，去把这个索多王给他们掳回来，救回来了，把罗德也掳回来，救回来。
So when Abram learned about this, he took his 300 warriors and went to Lot and saved him.
对了，你给的还是找着了，不错。那么找回来以后呢，这个索多玛王就跟他说。
So after they came back, after Lot came back,
索多玛说，人口你归我，财物归你。
And the king said to him, the people, the property shall belong to me, and you can take the people.
No.
No.
正好相反。
Oh, I'll take the people, and you can take the property.
对了。那么这时候亚伯兰怎么跟他说呢？我只照永圣神启示，凡是属于你索多玛王的一根鞋带一根线我都不要，免得有人说是我亚伯兰应照你父祖。
And Abram said to him, I will do whatever the Almighty Lord tells me, whatever belongs to you, I shall not take even a shoestring, lest the people say that I listen to you.
那么这他讲过这个话以后啊，哎，我忽然一想，对了，我说我现在要去接收日本这个仓库啊跟医院的时候，我说我神呢，我也给你启示，我去接收仓库，我连一个阿司匹林不拿，免得有人说我是应照接收发财。
So I so pray to the Lord that now that I'm going to go and take over these hospitals, I will not even take a single aspirin from them, lest the people say that I prosper from this.
嗯，我没有说一根鞋带，因为那里仓库没什么鞋带的，也没有线的。
I did not say thread or shoestring because those warehouses didn't have any of them.
因为他们很多药，很多东西。
They had a lot of
medicine. 最小的就是一个阿司匹林。
So the smallest thing there would be an aspirin.
弟兄姊妹，我告诉你啊，就是因为这一个救了我，而且是我这一辈子到现在想起来还是感谢神。
And this is what saved me, brothers and sisters. And even when I think about it to this day,
因为我一点社会经验都没有的。
Because I didn't have any experience in the world.
我不知道这个社会是怎么一个东西。
I don't know what the society is like.
所以我去接收了。
So when I went to take over,
我有一个四个勤务兵，还有一个上尉军官在我底下帮忙我点东西啊，搬东西啊，这样的一个。
I had 4 soldiers and also an officer working under me who would help me to count the inventories and carry things.
这个怎么接受我也不懂的，后来才知道原来他们要做一个账本。我去按照点，点完了以后，正对了，我去给他勾上；不对了，我就要问。
So I didn't know what to do at the beginning, but then I realized they want to come up with a book, and then go through the list, and if it's correct, for me to check it, and if it's not correct, then I have to ask.
我开始也不懂啊，我就怕它少了。And
at first, I was afraid that things would be missing.
所以我去拿了这个去一个仓库，哦，这么多药，那个仓库好大好大，你不知道。 比方说这个仓库里面一个药瓶，什么药，有一千箱，一千个箱子。So
I would take the book and go around this huge warehouse, and for each type of medicine, for example, there would be 1,000 boxes of them.
那我就是一点，我就怕成了900个人，我需要追问你这个还有一个100拿去了。And
you know, I was afraid that I would only count 900, and then I would have to ask, where did the other 100 boxes go?
但是我一查，1200个。But
as I counted, I realized there were 1,200 of boxes.
每一个箱子里装100瓶的话，一看，怎么120瓶？
And every box should have 100, but then when I count, I will see that each box would have 120 bottles.
这个七二次里给120瓶1200箱，我就给他登上那个新的。So
I thought it was ridiculous, and I would change the record to say that each box has 120 bottles, and there were 1200 boxes.
那么按照有多少，我去登多少。And
however many boxes there were, that's how much I would record.
不过他老是这么多出来，很叫我讨厌，你晓得吧？因为我每一次要给，每一个要给，所以我就把那个管这个库房的日本人叫来。So
I was very annoyed that every single record was wrong, and I would have to change all of them. So I called over the Japanese person who came up with the list.
我就说你这个账对吗？
And then I said, is this record actually correct?
对的啊。
And he said, it's correct.
不对。
I said, no.
哦,不对。 少了。
He said, are there anything missing?
不是少了,是多了。
I said, no, it's nothing's missing, but they're extra.
他听了多了,哦,多了,好来西,好来西。嬉皮笑脸走掉了。
So when he heard that there were extra, he would smile and just walk away.
好嘞，西懂吧？ 上海人晓得啊，其实好得很，好得很。Oh,
so he said, oh, that's very well.
多出来你还不好啊？
Said, what's wrong if they're extra?
甚至有两个大的仓库啊，没有，没有不是。 不是药品，不是汽油，是煤油，kerosene.
There were two warehouses that were filled with kerosene.
对了，是煤油，煤油那个时候很点灯啊，要用那个油。So
at that time, it was used to light lamps.
所以那种煤油那时候很缺，物质少。And
it was. It was a supply that was greatly in demand at the time.
我说，究竟有多少？
And I said, really, how much are there?
因为许多油桶啊都漏了，它这个油可以时间久了会漏出来。Because
the big barrels, after a while, the kerosene would leak out.
我说，哎呀，漏了这东西很可惜。 应该给它装起来，装了一个大桶里。这个上尉军官说：“丁医生，你不能这样做，这样做很危险。”我说：“危险什么？” And
I said, what a shame that these kerosenes were leaking away. We should save them into a big barrel. And the officer said to me, you cannot do that. That's very dangerous.
他说：“你这里如果是100桶的这个煤油，漏掉了一半，地上都是油。” 你不动它，来了以后说100桶，怎么少了？喏，漏了，你怎么证明漏？喏，桶塞。So
he said, you know, there are 100 barrels of them, and half of them leaked away. And you say there are 100 barrels, and when other people come and realize that it's lighter, then you can say there's the whole, and the rest of them leaked.
如果你给它这么一挡开，一倒了大桶里。 你成了五十通的时候，人家来问那五十通哪去漏了，怎么证明？
So, but if you open these barrels up and then you pour them into a bigger one without a hole, then there'll only be 50, and other people come when they ask, then you don't have any proof that they leaked away.
哎，我想这也有道理。
And then I thought that made a lot of sense.
哎，我问问究竟多少，他原本的账本里面有多少没有？
So I wanted to know how many kerosene were there in the original record.
找不到账本。
They couldn't find the record.
所以我又把另外一个管这个仓库的那个日本人叫来。
So then I called over another Japanese person who was in charge of that warehouse.
我想问他，我说你这个仓库的这个煤油是不是属于这个仓库的财产？
So I asked him, the kerosene that you have in this warehouse, is it actually the property of this warehouse?
他说是的。
He said yes.
我说是的，为什么没有？没有账本啊。
So I said, if it is, then how come there's no record?
你想他怎么说？
So you know what he said?
那就看你怎么处理了。
And he said, it is up to you as to how you want to handle it.
懂吧？
Do you understand?
没有账的嘛。
There is no record.
那就看你怎么弄了。
So then you can do whatever you want.
许多没有账的东西。
There are many things without a record.
哇，那个勤务兵很开心。
So the soldiers were very happy.
拿了一包，他也不知道怎么知道这个有账没有账，他拿了一包，一丢，医生，这个是没有账的。
I don't know how he knew which ones had was with or without record, but he took a bundle and he said, this one is without record.
我说什么东西啊？
And he said, when I said, what is this?
他们一打开，那么厚，那么大，那种很薄很薄的那个糯米纸，就是包糖的，也可以包药的，吃下去可以不用吐出来的那种纸。
So there was this big stack of rice paper, the extremely thin kind that you can wrap around the candy or medicine.
四个人抬啊，好年轻的一方。
So,
哇，一个说这没上，我也不知道怎么知道没上。
So big that four people, it required four people to carry, and they said this has no record, and I don't even know how they knew it had no record.
一个说这个东西很值钱呐。
And then the other person said this is worth a lot of money.
第三个说，现在市场上很抢手啊。
And someone else said, this is in great demand in the market.
第四个询问，我们怎么办？
And then the fourth one said, what should we do?
我说登上。
And then I said, record it.
这一登上，他们就泄了气了。
And as soon as it is recorded, then they were disappointed.
你要知道，我真的一个 aspirin 没拿。
You have to know, I really didn't even take an aspirin.
最后有一天，我的那个办公室，因为我没有办公室，是那个新的仓库库长的这个办公室借给我用。
So in my office, which belonged to the head of the warehouse, and he let me use it.
那时候我是要，我在那边呢，用他的，就是说我把点完了以后就要交给这个新的库长的。
So at that time, after I counted everything, I have to hand it over to the head of the warehouse.
所以他的这个。他这个库长的这个办公室的名字是我别着一个在那边用的一个办公室。
So his office temporarily became my office.
那一天啊，我早上一起来，就走过去一看，把我这个办公室封条封起来了。
So when I went to my office one morning, I realized that my office was sealed off.
哎，那时候你知道我才25岁啊，火气很大。
So you know, I was 25 and I had a very bad temper.
不是岂有此理，谁来封我的这个办公室
？I said this is ridiculous. Who would dare to seal off my office?
一脚就把它蹬掉了。
And then I just kicked away the seal.
一登掉就我也大吃一惊。
And then as soon as I kicked it open, I was very surprised.
因为里面原来就是几个办公桌子嘛，那么一个房子嘛，堆满了各种各种的大皮箱，各种的厂，而且这些我也不知道是什么东西，一个皮箱，一个皮箱，一个皮箱，装堆满了这个办公室。
And I saw that this office, which used to have just a few desks, were piled with these leather suitcases.
哇，我也大惊，这哪来的呢？
I was shocked because I didn't know where it came from.
我一回啊，那个我的那个上尉军官跑跑跑跑跑过来，哎呀，谁把它蹬开了？
And then the officer, the military officer, came running over and said, "Who broke off the seal?"
哎，我说。是我。
I said it was me.
里面有什么问题，我负责任。
And I said, whatever happens, I'll be responsible.
哎，是你，是你没问题。不过呢，我们昨天弄了一夜，就是为了这个缘故，弄了忙了一夜，因为体系里你是接受大员来上你睡觉，没叫你就是。
He said, if it's you, then that's okay, but we've been busying about this all night. But since you're the person who's in charge of taking over, we didn't dare to wake you up last night.
我一回那个库那个新的库长来了，他说，哎，我们昨天晚上忙了一夜。
And then the new head of the warehouse came over in a little bit and said, we were so busy last night.
我说怎么回事？
I said, what happened?
还有三个人是跟我同一年毕业的，一个是上海医学院的，我认得他，还有一个是协和医学院的，也是那一年毕业的，他们还有一个是军医署的药证师的科员，每三个人每一个人接受一个日本军医院。
So there were three people who graduated with me from, graduated the same year as I did from three different medical schools, and each one of them was also in charge of a medical hospital.
那么这三个人啊，分别管这个三个军医院呢，这些东西就是账务。
And these people, each one of them, when they're in charge of the hospital, this is the evidence of their, of what they took.
哇，所有的皮箱里面都是贵重的德国拜瑞药厂的好药。
All those suitcases were filled with medicines from Germany, these very expensive medicines.
后来库长说，哎，这三个家伙做这种事情。
And the head of the warehouse said, these three people, how dare they do such a thing?
我说谁呀？
I said, who are they?
他说一个就是上海医学院的，一个是协和医学院的，一个是军医署的，还有一个已经抓起来，在后面看守着呢。
He said, one of them graduated from the medical university in Shanghai,And the other two graduated from two other schools, and there's another one who's already being locked up in the back.
我说那个是哪里的？
And I asked, who is the other person?
他是上海医学院的。
He said, he's the one from the medical school of Shanghai.
那我说我认识啊。
I said, I know him.
你想看看吗？
He said, do you want to see him?
我说我去看看。
He said, I'll go see him.
他就带我去了。
So he took me over.
哎呀，几天没有见呐，人瘦得不得了。
I only haven't seen him for a few days, and he has lost so much weight.
啊，一个兵，国民党的兵看着他。
A soldier was watching over him.
那么这个库长就拿出一个箱子来，那这几件破衣服，你看看，也许在监牢里你还能有用。
So the head of the warehouse opened up a suitcase and took out some torn clothing and said, perhaps these will be useful to you in prison.
那你愿意跟他讲呢？你们就讲吧。他走了。
He said, you can talk to him if you want to, and then he went away.
我记得第一句话， 他说 It is really a great temptation. 因为他讲英文，因为有个中国兵在那边，他不能讲中文。
他说这个诱惑实在是很大。
他说这真的是一个极大的试探。
He said it is really a great temptation.
那么我就问他你怎么怎么的，以后他就讲他们一步一步的诱惑他，他们啊，先是送西装，先是送补药，先是给他们开小灶，慢慢慢慢，他胃口越来越大，越来越大，最后他们发现他们留了一批贵重的药品没有报。
He said, so he described to me step by step how it happened. At first, they gave him suits, and then they asked him out to eat, and his appetite for these things just grew bigger and bigger until one day he took these very expensive medicine.
最后，那个故事太长了，不能再讲了。最后，你晓得后果是什么呢？
The story is too long for me to describe in whole, but in the end,
一个枪毙,
one of them was executed.
一个呢, 股东们割开,
and the other one, they,
femur artery, cut out.
They cut out his artery.
这个 femur artery,
femur artery,
femur 是最大的一个动脉,
so they cut away his.
这个动脉一割就死的
so,
自杀了
So he committed suicide by cutting his own artery
对了还有一个呢跑了
And the other one escaped
我还跟他劝他传福音给他呢
And I tried to preach the gospel to him
我说你不应该去接受这些东西啊，这些都是不应该的。我一个阿司匹林，一个阿司匹林不拿的。
And I said, you shouldn't have taken any of these things. I didn't even take an aspirin.
我说你要信耶稣。
I said you have to believe in Jesus.
你知道他怎么说
？You know what he said?
我就是耶稣。
He said I am Jesus.
我说你怎么是耶稣呢
？He said, and I asked him, how come you're Jesus?
都贪污。他们都没有事，我做了个替罪羊。
He said, they all took briberies, and I'm the scapegoat, so I'm the one who's being sacrificed for this.
哎呀，你看一个人啊，真是没有圣灵感动啊！这样犯了这样，他说我是个耶稣，我做个替罪羊。
So if you don't have the Holy Spirit, look at this person. He has committed such a crime, and he thinks he's himself as the one who's being sacrificed.
后来啊，这件事情啊，因为轰动了这个整个卫生界。
This matter was spread across the entire medical community.
因为。这个我这个同学后来跟我讲，我们的老师啊，好神奇哦！你看，我们培养出来的学生，一个阿司匹林不拿，你看人家的，一个枪毙，一个自杀了，什么什么的。
So one of my classmates told me afterwards that my teacher was extremely proud of me, saying that look at our students, the ones that we nurtured, he didn't even take an aspirin, and the ones that the other came out of other schools, one of them got executed, the other one committed suicide.
我的同学的还知道，他说哪里是他们培养出来，还不是因为你信了耶稣。
And my classmate, he knew and he said, it wasn't because of their teaching, it was because he believed in Jesus.
我再讲一个不讲了啊，一个最重要的事情还没讲呢。
So I'll tell you the most important thing.
你也没睡觉。
You haven't fallen asleep yet.
他睡着了是吧？这是很对不起，因为这个你能够坚持到现在是不容易。
I'm very sorry, but it is very impressive that you have lasted until now.
因为我最重要的一个要讲的就是说， 我在军医署规定是两年。
The most important thing that I wanted to tell you is that my term at the medical institution was for 2 years.
他们预备把我送到美国去进修以后，长远在军医署做事。
They wanted to send me to America to study further so that I can go back and continue to work there.
但是我要走。
But I wanted to leave.
因为我要做医生。
Because I wanted to be a doctor.
所以两年满了以后啊，因为这个规定只是两年嘛，满了以后我要走啊，我的副署长是我的小同乡，他来跟我讲。
So after my term limit, which was 2 years, after I reached my term, I wanted to leave, and the vice president of the institution, who came from the same town as I did, came to talk to me.
他说听说你要走是不是啊？
He said, I heard that you're leaving.
我说是啊，两年满了吗？
I said, that's right, because the 2 years is up.
不，你不要走，署长很看得起你嘛。
He said, don't leave. The head of our institution very much values you.
而且正准备送你到美国去进修嘛。
He said he was just about to send you to the U.S. to study.
你为什么要走呢？
Why do you want to leave?
是不是钱少了？
Is it because the money is not enough?
如果你嫌钱少了，我答应你，因为他是副署长，我答应你加一倍。
He said, if you think the money is not enough, then I can promise you, then I'll double it, because he was the vice president.
如果你是觉得你的官位不够大，因为我那是上位。
If you think your title is not high enough,
我给你连升三级。
Then I'll promote you 3 levels.
哎呦，这个很，两年功夫他给你翻一翻，连升三级，你不要走。
So in 2 years' time, he would. After 2 years, he wanted to double my salary and promote me for 3 levels, so that I won't leave.
我说我要走。
And I said I want to leave.
你为什么？
Said why?
我说我觉得这个军医署 too rotten.
I said I felt this medical institution is too rotten.
Rotten.
太烂了，
腐烂了，
太腐败，
腐败了。他听了这个话，他就拍桌子了，因为这个对他很大的侮辱，你知道吗
？So after he heard this, he slammed the table because it was a great humiliation for him.
你这样说，我就不留你了。
He said, "If you talk like this,
你走吧。
Then I won't ask you to stay. You can leave."
那我就走了。
So then I left.
可是我走了以后啊。我想这下好了，那我就可以向全国最高学府医学的我去 apply， 申请到那个做医生去了。
So all across the country for the best hospitals, I applied to be a doctor there.
那都是全国最出名的。
And these are the best hospitals.
所以我需要。写了很多这个 application 去了。
So I filled out many applications.
结果回来都不要。
And it turned out that none of them wanted me.
因为我想我们这个国立中央医学，国立中央大学医学是当时出名的。
Because I thought the medical school that I graduated from was very famous.
而且我的成绩也是在前面的。
And my grades were also very good.
我觉得你看军医署这么要留我，工作也不错嘛。
And I thought the military medical institution they so wanted me, so I did a good job.
结果没有一个要了。
But none of those institutions wanted me.
没有要嘛，是省一级的。
So then I took a step down.
省一级的。省医院了，什么东西啊，都也写一大堆。
And I applied to a bunch of hospitals at a lower level.
结果回来啊，不要。
And it turned out that none of them wanted me either.
那最后只能县一级的了。
And then I applied to the hospitals at even a lower level.
县一级的呢，我已经觉得很有点委屈了，好像可是写了很多。
And at that point, I was already a bit dissatisfied, but still I wrote out a lot of applications.
不要,
but none of
没一个要了,
no hospital wanted me.
哎呀, 这个事情啊, 我有一个好弟兄, 一直跟我, 他是上海医学院的, 叫刘玉翰, 现在还在重庆, 他很关心我这个, 因为我那时候在上海, 他说丁弟兄啊，你的工作怎么样？我说都不要我。
There's a brother at that time in Shanghai, who's still living in China now. He very much cared for me, and he asked me, "How is your job coming along?" And I said, "No one wants me."
后来啊，我一想，哎，你的爸爸不是在宁波华美医院做内科医生的吗？那么，请你爸爸帮我一下忙，我愿意，因为谁都不要。 到你那里去,
and I thought at that time, all of a sudden I remember that his father is an internalist at a hospital in Ningbo, and I said, I asked him for help because no one else wanted me.
那么因为刘弟兄，哎，对对对，我一定给你马上给你写。我想这下大概有希望，因为我们这么要好，又是他的爸爸，又是也不是太高级的医院嘛，我想这下可能。
And Brother Liu said he'll write the letter for me immediately, and I had great hopes because we were such good friends, and he's his father, and this is also not a very prestigious hospital. And he wrote the letter immediately.
过了不到一个多礼拜，回信来了。
And less than a week later, the return letter came.
他丁弟兄啊，他们也不要。
And he said, Brother Ding, they don't even want you.
这下, 我想我要跟主办向主说了。And
at that point, I thought I should speak to the Lord.
只有我一个人。It's
only me.
在一个房间里。It
was, I was alone in a room.
我就对主说。I
said to the Lord,
主啊, 你看, 都不要我,
and I said, Lord, no one wants me, so now you arrange a job for me.
这很细节啊,我告诉你,
this is very amazing, and I'm not lying.
我立刻给我答应原话,不是这个耳朵听见,是里面非常清楚说, 你要我为你安排工作吗?你写答应我一个条件。
And immediately he spoke to me, and it wasn't with my physical ears that I heard, but it was within my heart. He said to me, do you want me to arrange a job for me? But you have to promise to a condition. You have to agree to a condition.
因为我都从来没想到还有这样条件。
And I never thought that there would be such a thing as having a condition on a prayer.
我说什么条件?
I said, what is the condition?
他说你要我替你安排工作，这个条件是说，我要你做任何事情，你要绝对的听。
He said, the condition is you absolutely have to listen to me no matter what the job is.
绝对的听,
absolutely obedient.
那就意思说不管什么什么他只要说了你就得听就是这么一回事吧。
So what it means is that whatever he says you have to listen and that's it.
那么你知道我们这个人啊，我不是一个好这么很好的一个弟兄，为什么缘故呢？我先肚子里打小算盘了。
So I'm not a very good brother because I started to calculate inside.
我想跟主，这个不能开玩笑的，答应的觉得算数的。
So I thought you cannot joke with the Lord. What you promise, you have to keep.
你现在答应了以后不能反悔的。
After you promise now, you cannot regret.
假如说我答应了，他说好，你答应了，我现在不要你做医生，你到蒙古去给我传福音。
So if I said yes to his condition and he said, okay, now I don't want you to be a doctor anymore. I want to send you to Mongolia to preach the gospel.
这个还能接受。
That is still acceptable.
如果他要求的比这个还糟糕的情况之下，那我也得听啊。
But if the condition is even worse than that, and I will still have to listen.
所以我一想，慢一点答应，我先说，说能不能这样？你先替我安排好了。我你要是那个时候你要我做什么我一定做什么。
And I said, can we wait, Lord, and you arrange the job for me first, and then at that point, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
主说不，你得先答应。
But the Lord said, no, you have to promise me first.
后来我也一想，这个神真是有办法，你知道吧？你搞不过他的。
You know, our God can do anything. There's really no way you can deal with him.
因为他如果要彼得他们挡不到鱼的话，他叫鱼都能在这边来，不要游到那边去，所以他们一个鱼也挡不到的。
If he doesn't want Peter to catch any fish, then he'll move all the fish to this side so that Peter can't catch any fish.
所以这个主把你这个门都关了，你一点办法也没有。
So when the Lord closes all the doors on you, there's nothing you can do.
所以我一想那时候，我真的咬了个牙，我说我答应。
So at that point, I really just bit my teeth and said, I agree.
你知道我说我答应以后，主怎么回答我？
So you know what the Lord said to me after I said I agree?
你能想得出来吗？
Can you imagine?
他说，你的工作我已经替你安排了。
He said, your job I have already prepared for you.
已经替你安排了。
It's already been prepared.
是过去完成式，不是我将要替你安排。已经替你安排了，我是已经替安排了。感谢主，好了，我就走了。
It's a past completed tense, so it's not happening in the future. It has already been arranged. So I said, it's already been arranged. Great. So then I left.
结果这个刘弟兄过一会又来了，他说：“丁弟兄，你的工作怎么样了？”我说：“感谢主，已经安排了。”
So Brother Liu came to me after a while and said, "Brother Ding, how's your job coming along?" And I said, "Thank the Lord, it's already been arranged."
哦，已经安排了，安排在哪里啊？
So Brother Liu said, "If it's already been arranged, so where is it?"
我说我没问。
I said, "I haven't asked yet."
他是安排了，就是安排了，一定不会错的。
If he said it's already been arranged, then it's already been arranged. It cannot be wrong.
不过实际上我真的不知道在哪里。
But in reality, I really didn't know where it was.
所以这刘弟兄听完了，安排了不知道地方。我们也给他详细这个过程给他讲。
I didn't describe it to him in detail, so Brother Liu thought it's already been arranged, but he doesn't know where it is.
不过我告诉弟兄姊妹，主如果他是说了，他一定成真的。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters, if the Lord said it's already been arranged, then it has to be true.
这是个约。
That is a covenant.
主要我，实际上主要我绝对听他的话。
In actuality, the Lord wanted me to listen to him under any condition.
那么以后，我真的不知道安排在哪里。
I really didn't know where the job was.
那么以后真的已经安排了，很奇妙的安排了。
But later, it really has been arranged very amazingly.
我先讲到这儿。
I'll stop here.
所以到以后啊，很多的时候。我相信神要么不说话，如果清楚他说的话，一定成。
So later, I believed if the Lord speaks, then He will absolutely fulfill.
有的时候，这个这东西我会忘记。
Sometimes I would forget.
忘记就是忘记，我已经应许过主，在任何情况下，只要他要我做什么，我就做什么。
Sometimes I would forget that I have already promised the Lord that under any condition I would do whatever He wants me to do.
那么，请你们去猜想我以后到哪里。
So I ask you to guess where I went afterwards.
以后主要我做什么？
Later, whatever the Lord wants me to do.
因为他说你要，他要我做什么，我要做什么。以后他要我做过什么？
So I ask you to guess what He wanted me to do later.
一直到今天。
Until this day.
这一个约还是有效的。
This covenant is still valid.
如果我今天要来，本来我要讲很多很多，主说你少讲点，就讲这几个吧。
Today, when I came, I wanted to speak about many things, but the Lord said you should speak little and just talk about these.
所以我就希望弟兄姊妹有几个，你祷告，主要听你的祷告。
So I want brothers and sisters to know, when you pray, the Lord wants to listen to your prayer.
你要祷告，你要求主啊，不光是单面的，像打电报一样的祷告，主，我要面对面。You
should ask the Lord that when you pray, you don't want it to be just a one-way telegram to the Lord, but you want it to be face-to-face.
主， 我的祷告要符合你的旨意。
My prayer should be according to your will.
我愿意完全遵照你的命令行。
I am willing to be completely obedient to your will, to your commands.
我们祷告好不好？
Let's pray.
主耶稣，你爱你的孩子。
Lord Jesus, you love your children.
你也将你的应许赐给我们。
And you have given us your promise.
你叫我们凡祈求的，我们就得着。
You have granted us that whatever we ask, we shall find.
我们寻找，你就让我们寻见。
Whatever we ask, we shall receive. Whatever we seek, we will find.
我们叩门，你就替我们叩门。
And if we knock, you will open the door.
我们实在不好。
Even though we are not good.
但是你仍旧是要把最好的给我们。
But you still want to give us the best.
但是主，直到现在我们是很贫穷。
But Lord, until this day, we are still poor.
我们很可怜。
We are in such a pitiful state.
我们很多时候是我们要更多的认识你。
Many times we say we need to know you more.
我们要更多的亲近你。
We need to be closer to you.
但是主啊，我们觉得跟你中间还有个很大的距离。
But Lord, we feel there's so great distance between us.
不是你不愿意来亲近我们。
It is not that you are not willing to be close to us.
是我们的心不够完全向着你。
It is that our hearts are not completely towards you.
不是你不肯听我们的祷告。
It is not that you are not willing to listen to our prayers.
是我们懒惰，我们也不尊重。
But we're
花时间到你的面前来亲近你。
But we're lazy and we do not have the respect to come before you to be close to you.
主耶稣，所以我们今天的情况是很可怜的。
Therefore, dear Lord Jesus, our condition is so pitiful today.
你要把最好的给我们。
You want to give us the best.
就是把圣灵给我们。
And that is to give us the Holy Spirit.
你也借着圣灵住在我们的里面。
And through the Holy Spirit, you dwell within us.
主耶稣，我们今天所以你不能住在我们的里面。
Lord Jesus, today you cannot live in us.
因为我们有许多地方不干净。
Because we are unclean in so many things.
所以你以外，是我们里面有许多东西占据，你住不进来。
Besides you, so many things occupy our hearts so that you cannot live in it.
我们不是一个清心的人，以至于我们不得借神。
We are not a pure person so that you cannot come in.
我们也不是一个真正饥渴慕义的人，所以我们得不到宝座。
We are not one who sincerely seek after you, therefore we cannot be satisfied.
主，我们也不是真正灵力贫穷的人。
And we are truly not the one who is poor in spirit.
主耶稣，请你怜悯我们。
Lord Jesus, have mercy on us.
教导我们怎样祷告。
Teach us how to pray.
因为藉着这个祷告，我们能够认识你。
Because through this prayer, we can know you.
藉着这个祷告，我们更亲近你。
Through this prayer, we can be closer to you.
你也是借着祷告将你的心意告诉我们。
And it is through prayer that you tell us your will.
但愿你的教会真是成为一个祷告的殿。
Pray that your church becomes a temple of prayer.
但愿你在这个地方兴起你的祷告的侍奉来。
That we pray that it is here that you raise up your service of prayer.
好叫我们有真实的属灵的实际。
So that we can truly have the spiritual reality.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
祝福众弟兄姊妹。
Bless the brothers and sisters.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.